Well, let me share my devotional with you tonight, a thought that I think you'll find encouraging, interesting, perhaps revealing of other things, but looking at our unperfect substance. What in the world is that? Well, Psalm 139:16, "Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect." God saw us before we were complete, yet being unperfect. "And in thy book all," the Hebrew, "all of them, my members, were written." My members, you see, is in italics, meaning that they've supplied that in there. "In thy book all of them were written." So you have to decide what "all of them" is referring to. The translator said, talking about body parts, "which in continuance were fashioned." They weren't, when you first saw me, they weren't finished, but in continuance they were fashioned, or what days should be fashioned, "when as yet there was none of them." Before any of the days of development is what he's talking about. So it's an amazing verse. It reveals our Creator's specific planning for each human being. Each human being, wherever in the world, born on a farmland and a prairie, wherever, see? Each person has been separately planned by God before he or she was ever conceived. His eyes oversaw us throughout its entire development. Now, what we need to understand in this is that there's nothing about you that's a mistake from God's planning point of view. Now, our brother Jeb, he called to update me on what was going on with him. And he's always had a tough time, physical health. And the Lord had to bring him to the place where not only was he willing to accept the fact that God was in control in this thing, but actually to thank God for it, because this became a part of who he was and is. So the thing is, we are to see ourselves, you know, our frame, our body is the frame of the picture. And sometimes the most beautiful picture is in a rougher frame, almost unfinished wood type of thing. I've even seen a frame of corn cob halves that just looked, you know, rough as a cob. And yet it set off the picture that was framing. And that is who you are inside. This is the character that you show that is framed by how God made you. Now, this person, being unperfect, translates the Hebrew word for embryo or fetus. "Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being the fetus," you see. The general word "all" includes not only all our body's members, but also all its days. See, he says, "In continuance or fashion, what days should be fashioned?" The idea of days could be in there. "In continuance" speaks of what days, and the idea of time is this, that God sees it all at once. "And these were all written in God's book of life long ago." It evidently seems to be that you are entered into the book of life at the moment that you become a being, when the cell that will become you is finally fertilized, and that becomes the beginning of you. What name is written is basically God's name for you. Brother Jeb and I were tossing around imagination, we came up with the idea that this was like our DNA, that long, long string of DNA thing. That's our name. So that when we get raised from the dead, whether we're ashes, whether the body was soaked up by grass roots that the cows ate and people drank the milk, we don't know where all our parts went. Maybe we were burned in a fire. Maybe we were drowned in the ocean. Maybe we got eaten by animals, fish. Doesn't matter, because whatever part of us God takes, he raises up, and we are checked in the book of life. So we're back to the way he planned us, but in a perfect way. Evolutionists and abortionists argue that a fetus is not yet a real person. Therefore, it may be casually killed if the mother or others choose. However, both the Bible and science show that a child in the womb is a true human being. There are instruments called fetoscopes that have traced every stage of embryonic development and show each to be distinctively human. This is especially happy to me because they had come up with this theory based on ridiculous viewing of the embryos, that the baby was going through the stages of evolution, that at one point it looked like a fish, one point looked more like another animal that's, lower class animal. And so it disproves the theory of recapitulation. That's that theory. That the claims that the embryos pass through non-human evolutionary stages. This has been scientifically disproved. If you ever read it in a book, you can mark in the margin, proved wrong. By science, not by wild-eyed theologians. Changing the subject slightly, we hold to the doctrine that a baby receives his spirit as he does his body directly from his parents. That your spirit was derived, your spirit was derived from your parents, as your body was. This is a whole study, but some have thought that God puts the spirit in, but we know that the spirit is born dead, is born corrupted because of Adam, which is a genetic thing. So none of those theories work except for this one, that the very spirit that you have came originally from God, but down through your parents. So, this means that you are clearly an everlasting human being from the very moment of your conception. When this dawned on me, I realized that God's gift of life was forever, whether you knew it or not. This is an important subject. People talk about killing themselves just to be rid of the problems. The fact is, you can't kill yourself. You can only change your form of life. You can change living in your body on this earth into living as a spirit somewhere else, but you will always live somewhere. You will always live somewhere. So we may rejoice that God gave us the gift of life for this world and for the next. But those who reject God find that their largest part of life, which will be after they die and forever after, will be without God, diminished down into a place of fire and torment. Now, he says here that all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there were none of them. This is God looking forward, you see. He knows all the child's future days when as yet there was none of them. How precious to know that all the innocents who die before birth are safe in Christ. This is just entirely up to God. Before they get a chance to hear the Word of God, before they get a chance to see God's creation, before they get a chance to hear and reject, God takes them. And it explains to me where in the book of the Revelation it says that God has saved some from every nation and tongue and tribe. That's not the order, but tongue and tribe and nation. That somewhere, somebody has been saved in every, basically every family the earth has ever known. Romans 8:29 seems to imply this. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And he adopts them into the family. It is my hope that even this very reason will tip the scales on the favor of those who end up saved in heaven forever. That there be more of them than in hell. And the reason here is that they are perfect for all the ages to come. When they die, before the actual birth. All right, so some interesting thoughts, and I trust that'll get you thinking along some interesting lines.